I know it'll happen. We'll end up watching.
What is on from 10:30 to 11 o'clock?
I don't know.
What is going to be?
I don't know.
This is prime time, right? So we can't.
Yeah, they wouldn't have it there.
Hold on. We need to know what's on.
Hold on.
Between 10:30.
I got.
We want to make that decision right now.
I got it right now
for Monday.
Right here.
Game shows and talk shows. Most.
Here we go, Mike. 10:30 Monday morning.
Here are our choices.
All right.
News.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce court.
Mm.
Family Feud.
Oh boy.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Right.
Maury Povich.
Mm-hmm.
Home Improvement.
The Feud.
Oh, we got cable though. We can watch something on cable.
Yeah, but
we watch SportsCenter.
Yeah, SportsCenter.
We can watch the ESPN.
Absolutely, SportsCenter. And you can gloat about the Red Sox.
Yeah.
As I begin to contemplate. You know what's weird about that whole Red Sox thing? I am not cutting my hair. I am not. I haven't gotten a haircut. This is the longest period of time that I've been without a haircut.
Oh, I thought saying you're not going to go through with your part of the deal.
Yeah, like I could do that. Like I could, that'd be like you not doing it. You know what I mean?
I know.
We can't do that to each other. But I'm thinking about the whole thing. Like I'm going to keep it long for a while. Then probably as September draws to a close, I will be shaving it really closely cropped.
As soon as they are mathematically eliminated.
Well, they're not going to be mathematically, even the way they are now, because of the wild card, they're not going to be mathematically.
Unless they go into
an incredible tailspin.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, I think that you may be throwing the D.C. area into a recession now because I'm not getting a damn thing done from 11 a.m. to 3.
Very
those
good.
Were my four core working hours.
Oh, well, dear.
Again, you know, like I've said to other people, I don't think it's too much to ask. You simply turn your life around. You get a night job.
Sure.
You move your hours to the weekend.
Come into the office earlier.
Whatever you got to do.
Right. Something at a gas and sip, perhaps.
That's it. Monday morning, 11 o'clock, we'll be here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Good luck.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I've tried to organize my thoughts. I have a couple of things because I'm not quite sure how I feel about this. At first, when I heard about it, I was upset. And then hearing more about it, then I'm just not quite sure how I feel about it. So I have a couple of points. Hopefully,
this is Johnny Ambiguity calling.
Yes, J.A., what can we do for you?
You mentioned that 10 years. You hear a lot of the same things ago about what happened 10 years ago when
yes.
you the afternoons.
Yeah.
Did you? What was your competition then when you moved to the afternoon time slot?
There was a number one show on WMAL, Trumbull and Core.
Yep.
There was Larry King doing his afternoon show.
Mm-hmm. Oliver North shortly thereafter, I believe, came.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of competition.
Okay, I just wasn't aware of that or didn't remember it.
Okay, wait. What's your other organized thought, Hump?
You made a point about not being able to talk about it, and you didn't want to come on the air if you weren't allowed to talk about it.
Right, Hump.
You guys have a gift for talking around something.
Okay,
not talking specifically about it, but
let me explain something to you.
Point across.
Okay, let me explain something to you. They said to us specifically, unless you come on the air and lie, if you get on the air and you even approach the topic,
right.
if you give a hint, we're going to delete it out.
And this had been something that we had already said. We had gotten on the air and said we can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the only options that we had were coming back and saying we can't talk about it or lying to your face, and we weren't going to do either one of those.
If we had done that, then we're like the little boys who cried wolf. How many times are you going to stand to hear from us say, oh, we wish we could tell you, but we can't tell you?
We wanted to come back on the air with guns a-blazing, letting you know all the details, the entire scoop. It was not feasible to do this show and after all the story had broken and come back on the air and go, well, we can't talk about it because it was, we were too pissed to do that. We know you would have been pissed.
You would have. 8 days of that? When you know the story, when you read the newspaper and it's on TV.
And then when we do eventually make the announcement after that.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Because people would have no respect for us.
Did you have any other organized thoughts?
You mentioned that you monitored the Don and Mike fan site. You could have put something up there so that West Coast fans and everybody who didn't get the paper.
Okay, hold on a second.
Let me been abreast of what was going on.
Let me address that as well. We were, and this is in our contract. I know you don't want to hear stuff about contracts. We can't go on a website, just like I had TV stations call me up and say, would you please come on and just tell us? You don't have to get on the air and say
that. Website is just like talking to a reporter. It is just like talking to a TV reporter. It is the exact same thing. No, we could not do that.
And the website did carry the Washington Post article you referred to. So it was there if you just looked.
Hello?
All right, yeah, no, I'm looking.
He's stunned.
You made an analogy of Kelsey Grammer moving Frasier from Tuesdays to Thursdays.
Yes,
he didn't have any choice in that. He didn't want to do that.
Okay, no, listen.
It was moved, you know.
You're right, and this is our choice, and we're not running from that. We told you this is our choice. This is something we're doing out of our choice.
Any more positive thoughts, Hump?
I'm giving you airtime here.
No, I appreciate it. JFK was successful. It's a successful show. It has a successful lineup. It seems like, from what I've read, and granted, I'll take everything I read on the internet and what I get with a grain of salt, that the O&A deal sort and their syndication deal or whatever new contract they got seemed to have screwed Liddy. Is that a fair assessment?
No,
what I gathered, their deal being syndicated needed to get on in the afternoon, so they needed to.
It would have screwed Gordon Liddy. Sir! Jesus! I mean, can I answer your question?
Sure.
I mean, these rambling sentences that you have, I'm trying to tell you that G. Gordon Liddy, you know, asked to, before the end of his show, when we were all kind of taken aback by him saying, I do not have a deal.
Yeah.
Prior to that, we were coming into this show with the knowledge that G. Gordon was moving to another station and continuing with his syndication deal within the company.
So that had nothing to do with Opie and Anthony's deal and nothing to do with our deal. Our deal was done around the same time as Opie and Anthony's deal was done. If that gives you any, you know, bearing on how things happened.
What thing took place. Well, you said it needed to be a secret 2 weeks ago. You made the mention of, you know, got some big news in 2 weeks.
Yes, we
what
did.
What happens if 2.5 months ago when this deal was made, you say, we're going to be moving our show to middays?
We would have been fired.
Falls through? What doesn't happen?
We would have been fired.
We would not have been on in the middays. We would not have been on in the afternoons. We would have been looking for work if we did that.
Okay, what falls through? The jobs of other people.
The jobs of other people. Thank you, Buzz. That's what falls through.
That is a specific directive from management that tells us you cannot talk about this.
And that was in this new deal that we signed that has a confidentiality clause. They could have made this move any time between now and September 4th.
Any other points?
They probably would have waited until September 4th, except it got out in the newspaper, and then they didn't know what to do. Anything else? We've tried to address all of your organized thoughts here.
I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to go through each one of them. I really, really
I
would get through and be able to talk to you like that.
I appreciate
that.
I hope we answer the question.
All right, see you later.
Thank you guys very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go to hell.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
My only beef that I have with your absence is that nobody came on for you know, like the spots that they had yesterday saying, you know, Don and Mike are going to be back tomorrow. And that was it, and everybody
Wrong.
Was excited. But for the 8 days of...
That's right, because, and let me explain again, for the 8 millionth time...
I'm sorry.
They could not have come on and announced when we were coming back because it was a day-by-day process.
Not even that, just a short little 15-second snippet of, to all our loyal fans, hang in there, we will be back, and we will explain everything.
Oh, and that would have worked. That really would have gone over great.
It would have worked.
Please, that would have... You know what?
Was there anything on yesterday about us coming back today?
Yesterday we ran a thing saying...
That answers your question. You're wrong, sir. There was something on yesterday saying we're coming back.
And we had to wait and show up every day and hope that...
And you know what? Mike and I had to wait and show up every day and be told that we couldn't do a show. Listen, I'm sorry. It was 8 days out of your life. It was 8 days out of our life. Really, look at the big picture.
Right, and the big picture there was just rumor. I'm not goofing on you guys. I'm goofing on management because, like you said, they didn't have the balls to just say, everybody hang in there, we'll explain it to you.
Right, so what do you want us to do?
Punch management in the mouth.
You know, can I say something really also about our best of programming and the way it's done here and the way Dom works with the producers of this show to get that thing on the air? That is, I think, one of the best of programs that is offered in the country on a radio show.
And listen, the last couple of weeks, Lisa and Rob slapped that baby together because Mike and I would come in, we'd be ready to work, And Lisa and Rob would be told 10 minutes before showtime.
There's normally a lot of preparation that goes into laying those things out. And they did a fantastic job under very difficult circumstances.
They absolutely did. And like I said, I don't have any beef with anybody there except management for letting all the loyal fans just swing in the wind.
Well, all right. So listen, now, I don't disagree with you on that point. And Mike and I have apologized. Beyond that, what do you want?
To hear you guys live.
It was 8 days. It was 8 days that killed us a lot more than it killed you, I guarantee you.
Absolutely. I don't doubt it. Well,
I guarantee you. I was on the phone every day screaming, saying, you know, I want to come back to work. We want to come to work. Let us come to work. And then one day Mike and I just said, you know, F them. Let's just show up and come to work.
That's when we came in. That might have been when there was yelling.
And that was the day that actually there was thought about, like, hiring some kind of security guard to keep us out of the studio. So that we wouldn't come in and tell everybody the truth about what was happening.
Because as is usually the case in this company, we are always the ones that the powers that be are most afraid of. They feel that we will jeopardize anything that we put our hands on.
Yeah, they don't trust us.
They don't trust us.
Which is why, really, they didn't want us to go on today.
Right.
They wanted us to just go on Monday on a new time slot, and we had to argue with them for 2 hours today to say, listen,
we have to have the explanation show and bring everybody up to speed as to what's going on.
Absolutely right.
So thank you, my friend.
You
thanks for calling.
Right.
All right, see you later.
See ya.
And we have to come back and make new Best Of shows.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, this is never going to be on Best Of, Buzz.
No way.
Miguel.
Hello.
How you doing, Phyllis?
Hey, buddy.
Welcome back to live radio.
Thanks.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Sam Kerbin, ladies and gentlemen. This is our brand new newsman.
Sam Kerbin here. Yes, sir.
Got a question. You sure you really don't smoke weed, Mom?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the other guy.
That was Buzz.
He's dead now. And let that be a lesson. That's what can happen to you. So just be careful.
That's how Buzz died. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, and Sam.
He died of pontotonia.
Don, Mike, and Sam.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
I wanted to be the first to apologize for all my inbred idiots out here in the West Coast. You know, it's a radio show. What can we say? You should be happy that we're out here. We're happy that we support you, and I'm sure you guys appreciate it.
Oh, listen, I do. And even the people who are pissed today, and this is what I'm trying to tell the idiots at management, let us get on the air. Let us take on-screen calls. Let people yell at us. Because the only reason people are upset is because they're passionate about this show.
Yeah, and they were out of the loop, and I understand that. I understand why people that are really, really into this show would feel that way. And I really, really feel bad about that, and I'm glad that we're having this day to get on and explain everything that's going on.
You know, you guys going up against, I believe it'll be the Rome show is the other morning show, which, big deal.
Hopefully yeah, you're scary. You'll come out in our stool, too.
Jim Rome, scary.
I'm thinking where management keeps their head out here on KHDK, that they're probably going to put you guys on, tape delay, which would be a loss on their part. But listeners out here should just be happy they can hear you on the radio.
Whatever. Thank you. You're very kind. You're very kind. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Thank
show.
You, Sam.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Where in the hell have you been? I waited up all night for you. Did you call? No. Did you leave a note? No. You should have been lying in a ditch, naked and bleeding. Do you care about my feelings? No.
No.
I am so angry.
Sorry. Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don?
Yes, hi.
Hey, I just want to tell you, G. Gordon Liddy is working. He's working at AM 680 here in Baltimore. Fear to just let you guys know that.
Great. Let's devote the entire rest of today's show to worrying about where G. Gordon Liddy is. No, I know. He's up in Baltimore. Good luck.
Everything will be fine. Everything's going
to
be fine.
As a matter of fact, G did leave a message, though, if anybody happened to call today. Do we have that message from G. Gordon
Liddy? I think we do, yes.
Okay. F you, white trash.
Oh, my.
There he is.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, out here in Reno, that's going to put you on your new time slot up against the big nose skinny guy.
Right.
What's the deal, man?
If the station chooses to run us live, that'll be the case. We're not afraid of that.
And are any of your news stations that are going to be in Texas?
Let's see. Think of the top 10 cities in America, and think if any of those cities are in Texas.
Okay.
Can you think of one?
Sure.
Which one would that be?
Houston and Dallas.
Yes, okay.
Now think of this.
Okay, now think of Texas barbecue. Listen to this. Mike has a message for you. That was Texas style. Just for you.
See, thanks, Mike.
The answer is, Texas will be part of our world domination.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, as far as leaking that story to the Post.
I think I leaked the story. I think I just leaked the story to the Post.
I called about 2 months ago, and I told Lisa about it. And, you know, if you're semi-involved with radio, it wasn't an easy thing, or it wasn't a hard thing to find out.
Right, okay, well, thank you, Mr. Intune.
All right, yeah. Matt Drudge calling.
There he is. thank you, Wingnut. Oh, you got Mike's fart?
Okay, here it is.
Yeah. Hey,
that's nice.
That's
terrific.
Not bad. Okay, we got to do a break.
The log flume.
Do you think we've covered this enough now?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I mean we do. It's what people want to talk about.
Really think so?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well, maybe we are done.
There's one who didn't want to. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mr. Don.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
You got any Coke?
No, I think I've explained that. That was the last guy.
Sam Kerbman. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm Mr. Clean and Sober.
Hello. See, I think that we've exhausted the topic, frankly. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what? There's just another question. What about the junkies? Are they staying on?
The junkies have all, I hate to admit this in front of everybody, but they're all in rehab.
Yeah, that's right.
No, every single one of them.
Of course, listen, here's the fantastic press release that just came out. Just came out from Alan Linewand, the spineless general manager.
A man who really can write.
WJFK announces fall lineup. 6 to 11 a.m., Howard Stern. 11 to 3, Don and Mike. Mm-hmm. 3 to 7, Opie and Anthony. 7 to 11, the sports junkies. 11 to 3, Ron and Fez.
Hey!
And, you know, they write stuff about all the shows. Like, they wrote, Don and Mike, number one rated, moves to middays. Howard Stern, number one male demographics.
Right.
Opie and Anthony, hailed by Time Magazine. Then for Ron and Fez.
What does it say about Ron and Fez?
Ron and Fez. The strange and hilarious circus of Ron Bennington and Fez Watley continues on WJFK weeknights.
Yeah, I like that. You know, were you like me when you read Ron Bennington's name? Made me laugh.
That's right.
John.
Now, technically, we weren't talking about the internet, but we were talking about Ron and Fez.
Hi.
Excuse me, Ron Bennington and Fez Watley.
Not in my show!
Hey. We'll be on late night here and back to 7 o'clock on NEW.
And Fez Watley, ladies and gentlemen.
7 o'clock here on JFK. We're moving the sports junkies back to 7 p.m.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We sure do love WatleyandBennington.com.
All right, hold on. We got a break. I see the phones are still ringing. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Flintstone sings you music to twitch by. You like it?
Daddy Fred Flintstone?
It'll be stuff like this.
Mammal, not reptile. Don and Mike.
That's in memory of our friend Buzzin. Now, wait, hold on. Sam has put glasses on.
Wait a minute.
Is it possible that that is, in fact, Buzz?
Maybe.
Oh.
It was all a ruse.
Sylvia. You kook. Well, Mike, we just got this official fax from Westwood One.
Very good.
Which is, I guess, kind of still our network.
Yes.
Westwood One, the official heading, special bulletin.
Bulletin.
They've just gotten around to telling the affiliates what's happening.
Warning, Will Robinson. Warning. Hey, I'm surprised that they didn't let it out Sunday.
If you listeners think that you're pissed that you didn't know what was going on, imagine the guys who run the radio stations that were on there. They're hearing about it after we're on the radio talking about it.
Right.
Special bulletin, attention, Don and Mike affiliates. Official notification of feed time change. The live feed of the Don and Mike show is moving. The live version will now be available 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time. The change is effective Monday. For those stations that want to continue airing Don and Mike at its current time slot of 3 to 7, Westwood One will still offer the show in that time slot. Don and Mike will be available as a refeed on Stargate Satellite Channel 15. The Stargate Satellite Channel for the live version of the Don and Mike show will move. Don and Mike will now be available live on Starguide Channel Talk 7 and Talk 8 with both channels A and B stereo.
Yay. That might be the same satellite that carries American Triple Ecstasy.
Probably. There are no changes to the format of the Don and Mike show as a result of this move. It says, thank you. Westwood
thank
One.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Westwood One. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I don't want to bust your balls anymore, but I don't buy this for a second.
You know, you do, though. I mean, if you just lied. You lied to us. You said you don't want to bust our balls, and then now you're saying you don't buy this.
You don't buy what?
I'm trying to have an intelligent discussion here. You ready?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, you get on, you go through the whole spiel about starting up the show, play all your clips, boom, you guys are on the mic, you just do your show. And then if someone calls and asks about it, you say, hey, we can't talk about it.
Wait a minute, hold on. Are you talking about like we came on 8 days ago?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay, well, after it had been, on the front page of the Washington Post, after it was, do you live in D.C.?
Yeah.
It's the number one topic in town.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Well, you're stupid.
Well, maybe I'm not just looking at a paper for stuff about my favorite radio show.
It was on the front.
I thought you were saying you wanted to have an intelligent discussion.
It was on the front page of the newspaper.
I make a challenge to you, sir.
Okay, regardless.
I do not think you are capable of having an intelligent discussion.
It was, gentlemen.
It was on the front page of the newspaper.
Okay, regardless. I read it, though.
And hold on. It was also on the 11 o'clock news on every channel.
Okay, the story's out. You've made that case. But still, you get on at 3 o'clock and you do your show. And then if someone calls, you just say, I can't talk about it, and you go on with your show.
And do you know how frustrating that would have been?
Well, as one of your biggest fans, let me tell you this. I listen to your show because I like the show. I don't care about your business or your affiliates or anything else.
Thank you. But you know what? You're in the minority then, because most people who call the show
care about your business? No way.
Are very active. Are you kidding?
Not as their main, they're interested, but that's not their main interest in listening.
You're calling about it right now.
Well, because
you're contradicting yourself by this very phone call.
No, what I'm trying to say is the 8-day delay was unnecessary.
Yeah, but that's the business of the show. So you're saying that you don't care about the business of the show, yet you're calling about the business of the show.
And a large topic on the show is the business of the show.
Some might say, sir, you are indeed a walking contradiction.
Well, Mike, again, you're not making any sense, because in terms of talking about the business of the show prevented me from getting the show for 8 days. Therefore, I have to talk about it.
But that, in fact, is the business of the show. So once again, I highlight your contradiction.
Uh-huh.
Your contradictory statement, sir.
Okay, gentlemen, all I'm saying is you got to get on at 3 o'clock, you do your show.
Johnny Contradiction, let me tell you something, Johnny, that there's a lot more listeners like the kind we've been describing, the kind we've talked to today, than you. Maybe you're right. Maybe we, you know, if the world was made up of listeners like you, we could have come on and done a show and no one would have said anything, because they don't read the newspapers, they don't watch television.
Okay.
But most people knew about it.
All right, I'll accept that.
Good. I think you should understand one other thing. This show caters to sophisticates as well as dullards.
Okay. I'll put myself in the sophisticates category.
Oh, there's a mistake again.
Okay, thank you.
No, real quick, guys.
What?
Last time I told you, you picked up the phone and I got so nervous that I yelled at the F word. You remember that?
Oh, like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I remember it vividly.
Like it was yesterday.
Did a little better this time, didn't I?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think it's probably one of the best calls you've ever made.
Great call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Put it on your highlight reel. Hello. Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I want to tell both of you fat bastards something. Every freaking day, I sit in this effing traffic listening to WJFK to your effers. Now you guys are leaving. And I just want to tell you, F both of you, F the management, and I can't believe, what the hell am I going to listen to on the way home?
This is very, very healthy.
Listen, we think you're going to like Opie and Anthony.
Anthony.
Now you're not going into this with the right attitude.
Liz, you've not even heard their show.
No.
No, you've not even heard it.
Those guys, F them. I don't want to listen to them. I can't get through this freaking traffic.
Well, listen,
freaking Anthony.
I think their show's quite good.
Let me tell you something about Opie and Anthony, okay? We were up in New York a couple of weeks ago, and they had a couple of blind guys out in the lobby boxing with cowbells around their neck. All right?
Yeah, we think they do pretty good bits.
I think you're going to enjoy that.
You're going to like it.
It'll be all right.
God, my panties are wet just thinking about that.
All right, very good.
All right, listen.
I just want to tell you both, I am going to miss you.
Well, listen, I hope that you can listen in the middle of the day when we're on the middle of the day.
Unfortunately, this stupid building that, yes, I live in more than I live in my home does not get radio reception.
All right, well,
you'll
then,
find a way.
Listen, do you have the computer?
I do.
Do you have the www? Well, then,
classified. I don't have, I can't get to one of those.
All right, then if you got the www, go to
Live365, because that's where our show is being broadcast on the internet.
I just can't believe it. You guys need to fix it. Fix it. Is this better for the both of you that it's mid-dry?
It was up until this call.
Well, good. I'm glad I could influence you. Move it and keep it to where it is.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yes, we're going back on everything we said.
That's right, because of you. Because that impassioned call has swayed everyone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
You know, this reminds me of 10 years ago. It really does. Hey, Rob, find that Arch Campbell tape, will you?
Yeah.
When we made the switch 10 years ago, when Arch Campbell was out on the street going, will anyone listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Arch.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are moving there. I hate Rush Limbaugh. I hate Jim Rome. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear you guys.
Yes, we're going to kick some new ass.
Yeah.
And that's what we're so excited about. It's new uncharted territory. And let's face it, there's not been a show like this on in the middle of the day.
Never.
Either we will succeed and we'll be heroes, or we will fail miserably and we'll be drummed out of the radio business. But that's what's great about it.
That's the challenge.
Is that we're taking a chance.
That's the fear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Guides.
Hi there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I got a brief question. I was wondering, in the discussions, and I'm sure all the gentlemanly conversations that you've had between the management and you guys, I was wondering if the question ever came up, why they didn't want anything said. I mean, why couldn't you just come on and be like, hey, you know,
there's not a respect for G. Gordon Liddy.
Because G. Gordon Liddy was being shown the door.
And he was being, they were negotiating to have him on another radio station in town.
And we agreed with that. We thought it would be disrespectful to G. Gordon Liddy to come on and be talking about how we're going to be taking his time slot when
his thing is finished.
Yeah, which is part of the reason that we came on today, because it had been our understanding that he had signed the deal to go to the new station.
Right. And we hope that works out. I really do. We were as surprised as anybody when we heard that at the end of his show.
But, you know, I mean, like I said before, radio's a business and decisions were made based on numbers, but I like G. Gordon Liddy. I've always liked him. I'm a fan of the show, and I wish him well.
Yeah, and F everyone else that has a problem with it, you know?
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah.
Still here.
Yeah. So are we. Hello.
Oh. Come on.
Again, everybody, if you're just tuning in, we are moving to the midday show starting Monday.
Yeah, we understand that.
Well, hold on. I'm talking to anybody who might have just got in their car, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, we're moving on Monday. It's going to be 11 to 3 is our new time slot, so please listen.
What's that noise in the background, sir? Do you have the radio turned up?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
Turn it down, please.
Turn it down. Okay, well, what can we do for you?
Turn that radio down, please.
It's down.
Okay, what can we do for you?
No, I'm just pissed off that all these people are pissed about the Don and Mike Show moving. It's like, if you're fans, move with them.
Oh, listen, and I think a lot of people will, but also understand that I can appreciate that. The people are upset, and it's only because they're passionate, and these are the people. We wouldn't have jobs if not for all these people listening to the show, so I can appreciate the fact that they're pissed.
And people are talking about, you know, hey, am I going to hear you when I'm driving around? Let me enlighten you. Have you ever heard of lunch? There you go.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
You know, they sure have figured out a way to listen to us from noon to 4 out in Reno and Sacramento and Las Vegas. And
have we gotten permission to go on with the new name yet?
What's that?
The Don and Mike Cafe.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, two things. Buzz, you need to lend that one car some smoke. He needs to chill, man.
A lot of them do.
All right, come on.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Call from Baltimore.
Yeah, buddy.
You watch that show Hard Knocks with the Ravens?
I love that show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Go Ravens.
I love that show. It was, you know what I love? For me, it could be a show if it was just on Tony Siragusa. Because what they do is, it's NFL films going into the Ravens camp.
Right.
Except it's uncensored.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear Belichick walking around and saying, F this and F that. And you see Tony Siragusa, the big fat guy.
Right.
Sitting at a table, and he's like ordering the rookie. He calls a rookie order, and he goes, come here, step up on a chair in front of everybody. He goes, how much is your signing bonus? The rookie says, like,
$3 million. And he says, get down here. Go get me some food.
and he orders him around, and it's behind the scenes.
That's cool. What's that? What is that on?
It's called Hard Knocks. It's on Wednesdays at 11.
On ESPN?
On the HBO.
On HBO.
Yeah, and I think that this week's is even going to be more interesting because you're going to get the reaction of the guy from Minnesota who, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That was, so they actually don't do any editing at all.
No editing at all.
Interesting.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Want the cookie?
Get out of here.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Hey, Rob, did you ever find that Arch Campbell tape?
You know what?
I know it's here somewhere.
I think it's actually been moved up into the office, and Lisa's looking in the office as I comb the wall. But
I think it might be on the wall right out there.
I looked under four. I looked under channel. I looked under Campbell.
Did
but
you
I
look under
looking.
Dumbass loser TV reporter?
I'll check under that.
Ha! That would be an interesting tape to play from 10 years
yeah,
ago
right.
when we made the switch from mornings to afternoons. One of the TV stations did a feature on it.
Don and Mike moving.
Next. Yeah. Feminists hate them.
Yeah.
And they've been hit with a couple of lawsuits.
It was the day Arch came by when he was, like, menstruating.
And the question is, will anyone listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? You know, it wasn't presented, like, as a question. It was more like a preconceived thought. You know,
challenge. Right.
No one will listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how come all these years you've said about the midday drive, you know, midday being the dead time and drive time being the number one time? Why are y'all moving to the dead time?
Don, how come for all those years when you've said midday is the dead time?
I've said that years over and over. I've said that middays is the dead time.
You always said that the guys on the radio during the midday, that you could put anybody on there, nobody listened. Everybody listens.
Well, that was before we did a midday show.
Great. We're going to change that. Well, that's the challenge, sir. We're going to change that mindset.
Oh, you got the tape?
John Pop.
Ah, okay. It's a John Pop label. Okay. Let me just, you know, we got to do a break. And I think I'm really about done with this. Are there any other questions? Just let me throw this out one more time. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I have a few.
Well, not you, Mike.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. People calling in, right.
People calling in because I'm ready to do the show. I mean, you just move on and do the show. When we come back, we'll play you this coming out of the break. Yes, Mike, a question?
Don, when we move to the new time slot.
On Monday.
No post-show meetings.
Oh, no, no. You are going to be out the door at 3:01 every day.
Very good.
Don't worry about that.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Happy hour.
The new Mike O'Mara schedule, in at 10:45 and out at 3:01.
And really, and I mean this from my ticker, from my gut, don't expect any more of those 2 a.m., you know, and the evening deals. I mean,
everything just moves up 4 hours.
4 hours, absolutely.
Right. Evening is done at 10.
Yeah, that means that, like, by 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah! Hello!
Out of your mind drunk. So when we come back from the break, we'll play you the tape of how the reaction was 10 years ago.
Very interesting.
When we moved our show and no one thought it would work. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same. It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike off the air for 2 months. Now they've jumped stations and switched times. Is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. So their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them. They've had a couple of lawsuits thrown at them. But they've also won loads of diehard fans who love their right-up-to-the-edge sense of humor.
Such a nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and WAVA?
Oh, no! So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be beard business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in. Anybody? Are you listening to Don and Mike?
No.
Rush Limbaugh.
Listening to Rush Limbaugh, not Don and Mike?
Yeah, WML.
But hey, this is just the first day. You listened to him before?
Yeah.
When they were 105?
Yeah.
Listen to him. Did you detect any difference?
Crazy now, ain't
that? We're just kidding. Yeah, acting crazy now. Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7. Tonight, I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better.
F you, Arch. It will remind you of a donkey you once saw. Magnificent. The Don and Mike Show.
What a hump. There you go, 10 years ago. That's 1991. Anybody?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Anybody? Number one for 10 years. Arch. Jesus Christ. All right, I think we're agreed. We'll just take a couple more phone calls on this. Then if everybody is satisfied, we've taken virtually all unscreened calls today. We're going to move on with the show.
Very good idea. I think it's time.
So let's just go through a couple more calls here to make sure everybody who wants to say something gets to say something.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Get it off your chest.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Enjoying the new time change. We get most of us will be able to listen all 4 hours now because the 11 to 3 will be able to listen to it at work, so that's really great. The thing I want to ask you was, you used to, when you first started on WJFK, you had a local segment right beforehand. Do you think that's possible? You have something to do that, like to do that again?
No, and you know the station in New York, NEW, is going to be running us from 10 to 3, but they're going to be running an hour of best of before we go on at 11 o'clock because right. there are conflicts with the morning disc jockey on JFK and on some of the other stations that we're going to be on soon. So officially the start time will be 11 o'clock, and I don't think there's a chance to do anything, you know, for anybody in specific markets.
Great, thank you.
I'm sorry. Well,
not that it needs to be. I mean, we haven't done that for a million years.
I'm not good at answering these questions.
No, but I mean, the show has always been really, you know, everywhere is everywhere.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don?
Yes, hi.
Is everywhere.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Really picked you up on that one, didn't I?
There, yeah.
Jesus.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I just got in my car here, and I almost rear-ended somebody in front of me. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You almost had anal sex with someone?
Opie and Anthony, 3 o'clock? Are you kidding me?
No.
These are the guys you busted their balls for years.
What?
Years?
No. Years. We've only known them a year.
I've only been listening to you for a year.
So okay, hold on. We busted their balls.
Corrected.
We had a fight with them a while ago before any of this happened. We worked that out. We're friends with them. We're very, very...
To give up your primetime time slot?
We are moving to live on WNEW in New York, and Opie and Anthony will be live here at 3 o'clock.
Oh, so you're not going to be at JFK anymore.
No, we are going to be at JFK.
Hey, listen,
Hold on.
Got in the car.
Wait a minute, you really effed it up. We're going to be on WJFK every day. We're going to be broadcasting from WJFK most days.
Okay.
11 to 3.
It's going to be all right.
I see, said the blind man. All right, thanks.
Okay.
It's the good listener.
Thank you.
What?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was talking.
Not in Mike's show. Hello.
Gee, what a jerk like that guy was. Listen, you may think you can knock off Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern, Mark and Brian, Matt Drudge, all those guys, but let me tell you something. Yeah. You're going to have a real tough row to hoe when you got to go against Celeste Clark.
Oh, Mama Celeste. Mama Celeste, you mean on Q107?
Oh, that's me.
Hey, you know who else? Kathy Whiteside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, she'll be my bitch.
Jesus Christ. All these new disc jockeys for us to talk about. Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ow.
Hey. Oh.
Ow, ow, ow.
Do ooh, don't hurt me.
Oh, that was bad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. I was on hold for a couple minutes, and I pressed the wrong button on myself.
Yes.
I was calling to tell them that I'm glad that they're moving, because I can't stand G. Gordon Liddy's voice.
Okay, listen, I'm not going to take that today, okay? We're not slamming the G-Man on this show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys.
Oh, but hold on. Gordon does have a message for that caller. Gordon?
F you, white trash.
Bingo.
Tell him, drink.
Hello.
Hey, boys, I've been listening to you all since you replaced Charlie and Harrigan way back when.
Why does that make me laugh?
I don't care what time you go to or where you go, I'll still listen.
Thank you, my friend.
You're great.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And listen, the one thing we do know is that we would not be in this position. We wouldn't be syndicated.
If it wasn't for Charlie Brown and Irv Harrigan.
We wouldn't have any of this stuff. Not for you guys. So thank you for listening. And
I'm Charlie Brown.
And I'm Irv Harrigan.
The Capitol Zoo gets me up.
Well, there's no one ever fought that.
I want my chicken shirt.
And the ratings show, we're doing a super job of it. But listen, our ratings are great, thanks to you guys. And we pray that you'll just come along for the ride with us, because starting Monday,
right,
our ratings are back down to ground zero.
Come along for the ride.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hilarious show. And I went out and got in the car, and I was so angry because I turned on the radio, and they weren't there, and they were running the best stuff, and then nobody was on the radio.
Is he trying to do the Arnold thing?
Hey, he's trying to do Arnold Schwarzenegger on helium.
And I was so angry.
I say, why are they moving?
I love Don and Mike's show.
If Arnold was Asian.
Hi.
I'm just wondering when Liddy's memorial service is going to be.
Oh, come on. Stop that now. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
F you, white trash.
You're on the air.
Hey. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Listen, my name is Kim Giacomo. I'm Tommy Giacomo's wife from the Palm Restaurant.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you really?
Are you really Tommy's wife?
Oh, definitely.
Oh. Kim Giacomo.
Today's his birthday.
You know, I guess we shouldn't expect that Kim should sound like Tommy.
I expected
him. He should have a
birthday. Hey, how you doing? Mr. Giacomo. Is Tommy's birthday today?
Yes, his birthday. And recently he went to this Italian dinner. Put on for the Sons of Italy.
Yes.
And he met Regis Philbin.
Really?
And I thought maybe Mike could call him at the restaurant and pretend he's Regis. And wish him happy birthday.
Now, see, but the thing is, you probably blew it by calling us on the air and saying this.
Well, I'm not. Am I actually on the air?
Yeah, honey. Yeah. You're on the air.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you want to call the Palm and just see if... Is Tommy working right now?
Yeah, he's working right now. He won't actually hear you because he's working.
Okay.
Right. All right. Let me leave you on hold for a second.
Okay.
Right? Hold on. I'll come right back. You got it, Robbie?
Yeah, one second. Okay.
Hi there, Tommy.
Hey, since he's a friend, I don't think we have to do that stupid...
No.
No, not at all.
Okay, great.
Hey, Tommy.
Happy birthday.
What's the wife's name?
Kim.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let me double check. Hey, what's your first name again?
Kim.
Kim. Okay, Kim. Kim Giacomo.
Hi, I've got some bad news, Tommy. I'm having an affair with Kim.
Okay, here we go.
Jeffrey and Palm, this is Jocelyn.
Yeah, can I speak with Tommy Giacomo, please?
Yes, one moment.
Thanks.
Hello? Is that a wrong number?
Wrong number, yeah.
Hold on, boys.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Put our mics in audition.
Very good. You know, unless someone's got the radio on in the Palm.
Nah.
We'll find out shortly.
He's been good to us.
Oh, yeah.
So let's mess with
him. So you met him at a Sons of Italy dinner.
Right.
Can anyone in the Palm make up here?
Yes, can I speak with Tommy Giacomo, please? A very important call.
Who's this?
This is Regis Philbin.
Okay, would you hold on for a minute? He's
sure.
In the conference right now.
Could you get him out just for a second? His wife, Kim, wanted me to call and wish him happy birthday.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
Tell me Regis. Yes, Regis Philbin on the line. Tell him Regis is on the phone.
Yes, fine.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't care what the goddamn conference is. Put him on the line.
Tommy speaking.
Tommy Giacomo.
Yes.
This is your friend from the Sons of Italy dinner, Regis Philbin.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
You sound great, pal, buddy.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Your wife, Kim, wanted me to wish you a happy birthday.
How the hell do you know that, you guys?
You guys?
Yeah.
What do you mean, you guys?
Don and Mike.
Oh, F you.
He's good. He's known me for too long, Kim.
Hold on, let me get Kim on the line. Hey, Kim.
Matt, you know what? I fooled everybody with that, but I couldn't fool Tommy Giacomo.
I bet someone told him we were calling.
Did somebody
right?
tell you?
I swear, everybody, you called me dead call, too.
Oh, no, you got
wow.
me.
Wow.
Oh, man, boy, I'm really disappointed now.
Don't blame us. Blame
I go the whole show.
No, but, you know, normally people believe it, but, Tommy, you're just too smart for us.
No, you had me going there for a minute. You know what's funny? Because the guy that that introduced me, Phil Pizzicato, just made a reservation for tomorrow night.
Phil Pizzicato.
He's the head of the Sons of Italy Italian dinner.
I was going to say, Tommy, I'm having an affair with your wife, Kim.
Your wife, Kim.
With your lovely wife,
Kim. Is my wife on the phone?
She's on the phone right here. Say say hello to your lovely wife, Tommy.
Happy birthday, honey.
Oh, happy birthday. You know what? I think she has too much time on her hands.
I just want to tell you, this is all your brother-in-law's idea.
Hey, Tommy, sounds like you're having a bad day. What are you, did the lobsters not come in on time?
No, everything was going fine until about 3 minutes ago.
All right, got you. Well, listen, happy birthday,
happy
Tommy.
Birthday.
Thank you, bye, Mike.
Thank you. Bye, Kim.
Bye, Kim.
Bye.
Bye, Tommy.
Bye-bye.
Hey, the Giacomos, everybody.
All right. That was worth it.
The Giacomos.
Yeah. And it's not like he was coming out of a big, heavy meeting.
No, I don't think so. I want to make sure those heavy steaks have to be on the table.
I think he knew that we were calling. Someone had to tip him.
I would think so.
Just like when I won that watch.
Right.
That was rigged, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, God. I love how you're going.
Oh, not today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm sorry.
His last chance at afternoon drive.
Not today.
His last opportunity.
Not today.
That's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Back on the subject. Calling from the West Coast.
Yes.
Yeah, Sacramento area. It's easy to say, you know, just to listen to you at other times, but it's a audience participation that we're going to miss.
Okay, and I don't know that. How do you know?
Well, if we're tape delay and out of Sacramento,
that's
really
not a very positive attitude, is it?
You don't know yet what your station's going to do you?
I don't see them taking Rome off in the morning.
Can I ask you a question?
I hope they do.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
I'll call you.
Bear with us, okay?
Okay, one other point. For the rest of the country, Don and Mike, they do work in the afternoon. They'll be number one, and you guys will beat anybody you go.
You mean the midday. Thank you. I know your heart's in the right place.
Means well.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, if things don't go that guy's way, it's going to sour the sunny disposition of that region of California.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Last call.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, welcome back. Man, I just got back from 2 weeks vacation. Hey, what's new with you guys?
Okay. All right, listen. I'm officially out on this topic.
Ow.
That's it, okay?
Ooh.
So that's our story. We're sticking to it. We'll see you Monday at 11 o'clock, and when we come back, we're going to talk with the movie boy.
Wait,
okay?
We start Monday at 11 o'clock?
Monday at 11, Mike.
Oh, Jesus.
Buzz?
Yes?
11 a.m.
Okay, see you there.
Robbie, 11 a.m., okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. We'll come right back. Chuck Stossel, the love muscle, is here to discuss Planet of the Broyhills, and we'll do that in a moment.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Ditch Witches of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, it's Friday, so we're joined once again by everybody's favorite movie guy, Chuck Stossel, the mother trucker. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hello there, Charlie.
Hello, Sam. Charlie.
Let me play you in.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico.
Here he is.
Here's movie man, Charlie Stossel.
Charlie, you're ill?
Yeah.
You got another cold?
Sunday I was in the rain watching Bare Naked Ladies, and I just got the band. it's always great coming in here and looking at what new screensaver you have.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take on that. All right, sorry, it's my little secret.
Okay,
I can tell you have a cold.
His wife might be listening, so I'll snag on that.
Thank you.
On the Ian Scraver say.
God.
Can I see it, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even bother. So I usually show you before
Pokemon.
The show.
There's always something good on Mike's screensaver.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Educational. So, Chuck Stossel on the show now to talk about movies. And over the last, couple of days, and we didn't know if we were coming back or not when we were coming back, I had emailed Charlie, and, you know, I think, first I told you we're coming back Wednesday, right? So I said, be ready to come in. Then I emailed him and said, no, it's going to be Thursday. And I emailed him again last night and said, no, it looks like it's going to be Friday. But one thread throughout all of our email conversations was I asked you about, you know, you were not able to review Planet of the Broyhills.
Right.
from the Great Ape House.
But I saw it.
Right.
And without ruining...
Oh, you went to see it?
Yeah, well, of course I went to see it.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know, you know, you had time, right?
Yeah. I had plenty of time to go to the movies. And I was one of those annoying people that brought my cell phone into the movie, too.
Annoying.
Yeah. Just in case they would call and say, hey, we've decided, you know, this thing is resolved.
I had my cell phone everywhere.
So, I see me the Planet of the Broyhills.
You see me?
I see me that movie, and we get done with the movie, and on the way out, I'm like a monkey because I'm scratching my head, and I turn to my wife and I say, what the F was that ending? And she sits me down.
I had to do the same with Stephanie.
From my standpoint, it's a confusing ending. Yeah. For Frida's standpoint,
are you going to tell us the ending?
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Sam?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to ruin this for anybody. I'm just going to say that it has a surprise ending that if you're a dumb guy like me, or apparently like movie man Charlie Stossel, you better take someone smart with you to figure it out.
The other way, no, I took my girlfriend and I had to explain it to her.
Oh, so she's the dumb one.
Well, she's not dumb. Of course she's not dumb. Just in this one instance, she didn't know.
She was dumb. Like,
well, what is it? Is it scary, complicated?
Yes.
Planet of the Apes.
No, it is, though. It is complicated.
You have to think.
Did you know what they did for the pocketbook novelization of the movie?
Yes, that they did not put the...
They left the last page blank, and you had to log on to a website and give whatever password to read the last page of the book, so people couldn't go into a bookstore and read how the movie ended.
Oh, really? Oh. So, we're leaving the theater.
Let's see, it's not Planet of the Apes isn't like some of the other movies where I've just gone, you know, become a mental case when you've been flirting with talking about the ending of the movie. Is it a disappointment?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
When you figured it out, did you enjoy it more?
Yeah, well, no. Yes and no. I mean,
well, I would have been. I mean, it's what's the point if you don't know it?
I enjoyed it without truly understanding it. And it wasn't until we got outside of the theater and I said, Frida,
this is Planet of the Apes with Marky Mark we're talking
right.
about, right?
Yeah, but the ending, though.
Complex.
The ending,
haven't you heard the spots? An ending that will blow you away?
Does it have to do with the Statue of Liberty's torch sticking out of the sand?
No, Charlton Heston walking along the beach.
No, it's not like the original at all in that regard. Mm-hmm. And when we left, I was scratching my head, and I said to Frida, what was up with that? And she immediately said, well, don't you get that this guy is this guy, and this guy did this, and he did that, he did this, and that's why...
Dunstan in it?
That's right. Dunstan checks in?
Yeah. No, but, George Costanza shows up.
Let me just, I won't give this away. This is not giving the ending of the movie away. That I didn't get the Abraham Lincoln stuff. Okay?
Do you get it now?
Yeah, now that my wife explained it to me, I get it. Sure, now she explained it to me, I get it. But I thought it was, other than that, I thought the middle of the movie, well, hell, I wrote all this to an email. Yeah. The middle of the movie was boring. Where they run around a little like apes? Fantastic. Right.
Yeah, it's how they do it. It's technically a fantastic movie. Tim Roth is General Thade.
I think their little helmets.
Guys, you don't know.
Their little helmets look like they're made out of rubber, though.
You think they were?
I saw a trailer, and their little helmets look silly fake.
To watch them loping is like to watch Charles Broyhill out for an afternoon run
at lunchtime.
Yeah, because I mean they really run like, they run like monkeys.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, and the one
they jump a lot higher though.
Yeah, and the one monkey who was played by the guy in the Green Mile.
Yeah,
now he had the best voice, Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Hello,
bow your head.
Yeah, he was out. Bow your head and pick a piece of bug off.
So I thought the movie was all right. Like I said, the ending kind of threw me off a little bit. Mike, you should go see it so we can talk about it.
All right, it's not like I got so burned. I got so burned, and I got a bone to pick with you, Charlie, because I got so burned by a movie that I think you recommended.
What
Shrek? Legally Blonde.
Oh, I didn't think I was in here to talk about Legally
Blonde.
Legally Blonde, I have to tell you this, and I swear to God, I don't try to come out and bust your balls. That's not my job, but Legally Blonde is one of the top three foulest, worst movies I have ever seen in my life.
Stuff this weekend.
Not even my son likes it. Legally Blonde was a horrible movie, and when that happens, it takes me away, because I don't go very often, and when I do, it's a big deal.
But you didn't like Shrek either.
I liked Shrek better than Legally Blonde. I mean, Shrek was much more entertaining than Legally Blonde, but I didn't like Shrek because of all the hype. Everybody said Shrek was going to be the great movie of the summer, and Shrek, you know, sucked in with that much hype.
You're the last person I would expect to go to see Legally Blonde, so how did you end up there?
My wife wanted to go see it, and I love Reese Witherspoon. I loved her in Election. I thought she was fantastic, and I thought if this was
she
a movie...
She gives me no erection, not even
no.
in Election.
No, in fact, I don't like her from that standpoint. I like her from the comedic standpoint, because she doesn't do it for me at all. Yeah, I don't find her attractive.
See, my kid didn't like that movie. That's like a movie that's geared for teenagers. Yeah. He went to see Legally Blonde, which is the premiere, and he came
and
out.
I heard Clueless. It was going to be like Clueless is funny.
It is
Clueless.
A little bit like Clueless.
It is nothing like Clueless. It is not even remote. To call that movie, to say that movie is like Clueless is a complete insult to Clueless.
Mike, go see the Monkey movie.
Planet of the Apes?
I know you'll like the Monkey movie.
See, the next one on my list, I'm going to take the girls to see that Princess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got to take my daughter.
It's Gary Marshall. Hi, it's Gary Marshall. I made a G-rated movie.
Yes. It looks funny.
Oh, you're an idiot.
All
right, now, hold on. We'll find out. Charlie, is this one of the movies you're reviewing this weekend?
Yes, it is.
Oh. And this is, what's the name of it?
Diaries.
The Ugly Duckling. Your rooms.
Calmed.
From the director.
Desmond has heart.
From the director of Pretty Woman.
All right. The great Gary, the same idiot who brought us Runaway Bride.
Oh. Did he direct Runaway Bride?
Yes, he did.
Santa Claus.
All right. So
Princess Diaries is a movie about this 15-year-old girl named Mia Thermopolis. And she's kind of klutzy, kind of just very awkward at her age.
But underneath there's a flower.
There is. What a babe once they clean her up.
What do you mean, in her pants?
No, I mean underneath that. I was speaking metaphorically, not her pants.
She gets a visit one day from her grandmother, and she finds out that she is royalty of a small European country.
That's her grandmother, Julie Andrews?
Yes.
Great!
Thus, she has to now go through princess lessons to flower into this babe that she becomes during the first movie.
Goddamn, what
this will appeal
movie.
To every 10-year-old girl in the country.
All right, how many porcelain dolls do you give us?
2.5.
Charlie would do a lot for your reputation if you're describing a fag movie like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you come out and you say, you know, half a star.
There's somebody in this. Who's the guy that's in? There's a funny guy in this. Somebody beside. Who is it, Rob?
Hector Elizondo is in it.
Hector Elizondo, yeah.
Also, they say Larry Miller
Larry
is
Miller
very
is
funny.
Also, Larry
Miller
is funny.
Right.
Mm. All right, but you give it 2.5.
2.5. It's not a bad movie.
Okay.
Not a bad movie. Hell of a lot better than Rush Hour 2.
Oh, no, that's what I want to see.
What a POS.
That looks like a POS.
I tell you, the first one was awful, and now they've outdone themselves with this. And this one, Chris Tucker, who is officially the most annoying man in movies with that, but he ruined The Fifth Element.
You saw the trailer, right, for this, where he goes, he went that way, he went that way, he went that way.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. He goes to Hong Kong. This time he gets to go to...
I like Chris Tucker. I like Jack. I got a clip from the movie.
He goes to Jack.
Can I play my clip?
Please do.
Here it is, Jackie Chan.
What are you talking about?
There is Jackie Chan.
Very nice.
And then here comes the action scene.
Anyway, okay. In this movie, Chris Tucker decides he needs some long-needed rest and relaxation. So where is he going to go? He's going to go to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong!
Where Jackie Chan is.
Friend Jackie Chan.
That's right. How rad, yeah? You go to the Hong Kong.
Right.
Where, unfortunately, a couple Secret Service agents have died because of some terrorist activity.
Oh, those awful
terrorists. Now, they team up again, buddies again.
And they take on the lady from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, and she is.
Xing Ziang or whatever.
Xing Zhai.
Right.
I liked Rush Hour, and I'm probably going to go see Rush Hour 2.
Appeal to Mike. Alan King.
Yeah, Alan King.
Well. That's spontaneously. Alan King! You don't want this guy. All right, we know the plot. It's another dumb buddy movie where they fight. And how many porcelain dolls do you give it?
1.5.
Wow. 1.5.
1.5.
All right. It looks horrible. Let me just ask you, just for a point of reference.
Please.
How many, you weren't on last week because we weren't here.
Right.
How many dolls would you have given, do you give Planet of the Apes?
Oh, three.
Three strong.
Three
strong ones. Right.
You said you didn't like Planet of the Apes.
And Tim Burton, with how, you know, every Tim Burton movie, the characters are usually purple or black in some way. And it's very dark, and you can always tell he shoots on a soundstage. And in Apes, especially in Apes, a lot of the treehouse scenes, you could tell this was a soundstage, but it's so well done.
You know, and I thought the middle of the movie dragged a little bit, but I generally liked
Planet. It was nice to Charlton Heston.
Yeah,
Charlton Heston. Linda Harrison is in the movie very briefly. The first
Charlton Heston is a monkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's a grandfather, and he delivers the damn them all to hell. I think.
I was excited about this. I might go see this.
Yeah, and it's okay. And like I said, the ending. Pay attention.
Okay.
Right. Hey, you're a smart guy, but even you don't get the ending.
All right, I'll go see it. I'll try.
You're a college boy. Is there anything else?
Yeah, well, in a few select theaters, there's Apocalypse Now redo.
Oh, man, and it was 49 minutes?
49 minutes.
Oh, now, this is like
This movie. This is a ripoff. Like, I remember when Blade Runner came out, that director's cut about 10 years ago, and it was 3 minutes. This is like getting the DVD of Gladiator and having those dozen or 15 extra scenes, and you get to see another half hour of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is like. And in this, it focuses a lot on Willard, the Charlie Sheen character, the Martin Sheen character.
Mm-hmm.
He gets laid a few times. You find out that he is a little bit more human. You get Kurtz in a few scenes where you see Coppola really take a political stance in this movie about how he felt the Vietnam War was wrong. And there's one scene in particular where